This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hi guys.
Hi.
The boiler man came yesterday.
Oh my god, you and that boiler man.
Yeah, kiss.
What?
So you were kind of missing for a lot of this, but 2 weeks ago I had a message from the guy who was due to come and service the boiler.
Sorry, the exes.
And I accidentally left him an X, and I was like, oh,
there's
no
more.
There's more.
Oh my so god, then, he started leaving them back to you.
Then last week he was due to like come at like, I don't know, Monday at 2 o'clock or something. I completely forgot, and obviously I was asleep. Mm-hmm. And I woke up like to a message being like, I was outside for half an hour.
No.
Yeah.
Emma, you're ridiculous for falling asleep. Like,
I know.
That's my nap time as well, though.
Yeah, but like, it's like, I'd imagine he probably rang the doorbell, knocked on the door, rang you.
Yeah, the room's in the back.
You don't wake up at all.
I'm in a coma.
Yeah.
But I was so cowardly, I didn't even text him back till about 9 o'clock that night. Do you know, I just couldn't bring myself to. I was so ashamed
painful,
of myself.
It's painful, it's hard to face.
So I was a big coward. And then he sent me back this lovely message saying that he falls into deep sleeps as well, and it's not a problem. So
now you're bonded.
The alarm was set for 2 o'clock for the boiler man.
Hey.
Oh, fuck
and
me.
I answered the door and he was like, well, I thought you weren't going to show up. I said, well, happy Christmas to you, Brand. He was very complimentary. He was like, how'd you keep the house so clean with the dog? I talked about the Hoover for a while. And then I was like, do you know how long you'll be? And he said, probably about 40 minutes. I said, well, do you mind letting yourself out if I go for a nap? And he said, that's no bother. I had big trust in this stranger in my house.
But now you had the understanding of the naps because you both shared that you both like a nap.
Yeah. So. He said, I won't even bother calling up to you. I'll let you sleep sound. I said, thanks a million, sir. And then I woke up and he was gone and all was well.
Unbelievable.
That's amazing. And sorry, that is the nicest compliment you can get. How do you keep the house so clean with a dog?
I actually wanted to jump. I was so happy.
If anyone ever said that to me, like, that's incredible.
I was so happy. Yeah. He gave me a compliment and he didn't bother me. When
he let you go to sleep.
I slept. I said, you, sir, five stars TripAdvisor.
Hey, is he single?
We had the washing machine man come and I was just like, I don't think I was going to be in the house. Or I was, I don't know what it was, but I was like, there's the spare key.
Yeah.
There's the gate code.
Rob's blind.
I was like, you can honestly take our entire lives if you want.
I don't
really.
But I believe in you.
You wouldn't be like, do you want a cup of tea or anything?
Yeah, no, I wasn't.
No,
there.
And I'd say he was disappointed because I think previously when he calls for the annual boiler situation, there'd be one of the girls previously working from home and they'd like entertain him and make him tea and have the chats. Yeah, whereas I was just like, man.
I was like, if you don't mind, would you use the spare key? Because I don't think I'm around. And he was like, no problem. I was worried that he'd be uncomfortable.
He probably likes
a stranger
it as well.
In my house. Mm. And I was worried he'd be uncomfortable.
Yeah, but he probably likes it as well because then he doesn't have to chat to someone. I remember my mom got a recommendation for like a builder or something off her friend. And her friend, Christine, shout out if you're listening at the moment, Christine. She's like so... just so good to everyone, and she was like, Fran likes a poached egg now in the morning if he's doing a bit of work. And my mom was like, well, I won't be poaching any fucking eggs.
Some people
really look after their workers.
Before we go, speaking of shout outs, you gave a shout out to your mom's friend. I have to give a shout out to my friend who messaged me on Instagram. His name is Jamie Bell, and he sent me a photo a couple of weeks ago saying we were his number one podcast on Spotify.
Oh, that's slay.
Jamie.
And also he corrected me yesterday. He said, I was listening to the pod just to let you know that the flu vaccine isn't last year's flu, it's this year's. I didn't believe you, Jamie, so I went and Googled it, and you are correct. But I was too cowardly to respond to you saying you're correct. So this
Here
is
it
my
is.
Way.
It's the best
of,
way to communicate.
Yeah, I just, yeah, it's a one form of communication.
Do you know what? I'd say if the flu vaccine is for 2006, no harm you. Lob it into yourself.
Yeah, we're hoping to see him at some point in 2026.
Yeah.
Hello, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Happy Tuesday.
We're nearly there, nearly halfway.
We really are.
Do you know what? We're getting there, guys. It's a Christmas miracle. new flex alert dropped. I was at the doctor yesterday, just a little checkup, and it was the nurse really, and I had to do a urine sample. Sorry, TMI. If you're eating your
breakfast
or anything, yeah. You just have to do them like pregnancy checkups, and
they're always mad things to do.
Check if you're still pregnant.
Yeah, but honestly, I think it's something to do with the protein in the pee or something. And she
the
was
amount
like,
of them I've had to do for UTIs, and you're just. Yeah. Have you ever done a urine sample, Dave?
Yeah, I have.
But
they're very fun
for girls.
They're funner than you think. There,
it's a bit of crack because you're trying to aim for the little vial. for the girls, you're just holding your hands covered in pee, hoping.
You're like, I really hope some of this went in because I don't have any more.
Right, go on. And what's the why anyway? Go on.
And then you're like holding it really tightly in the waiting room, being like, I don't want anyone to perceive this. And then I needn't worry because I brought it in. And she was like, that is the clearest urine sample I've ever seen. And
oh
I was
God,
like,
wow.
Stop.
Oh,
no, lads, what do you mean?
I'm on supplements at the moment.
Oh, God.
I'm so sick. When I say yellow.
No!
It's so bad. I'm so sorry. Half of Dublin.
No, I brought it
half
up.
Half of Dublin has just turned off.
No, it's okay. It lets people know they're not alone.
Let people know.
Hey. I've been so in and out with kidney infection stuff over the years, and I was so embarrassed that anyone would see the pee.
Yeah.
So I used to like wrap it up in loads of tissue paper and hold it. And you'd be in the waiting room going, oh, but it's still so warm. I hate it.
I know.
Lewis Capaldi and The Day That I Die. This is Spin. Hello.
Hey. Keeping it positive always. Thank you.
Oh, I know.
Thanks, Lewis.
Lewis.
You know what he loves to bring with his music? Christmas cheer, I feel.
Yeah, play that. Play that for your loved ones on Christmas.
Do you know where he's, likes to bring the mood down?
He loves it. Oh God, I know, God bless him, hope he's okay and all. Lads, so every day when I leave work, if I drive in and I drive out of the car park, the valet people, like, we always have a little wave.
Oh, I can't deal with this now because I have to go around that, and every time she waves at me I'm like, I'm so sorry, it also is not today that I'm getting the valet.
See, I always thought we just waved as a bit of a, hey, we both work here.
I always wave and I'm like, how are you?
And how are you getting on? And then I was like, it just dawned on me. I was like, maybe she's waving, being like, here, the state of your car. You want to pull in there and I'll give it the once over.
Yeah.
And yesterday I was doing a bit of Christmas shopping after work. Anyway,
and have you ever noticed, like, they have the best car parking spaces?
Yeah.
They have the best ones.
That's
reserved.
How they get you. They do the same in Dundrum shopping centre as well. You're always like, oh my God, these spaces are unreal. But they're for the valet.
They're for the valet.
You're like, what? So I was like, yeah, grand. I'm Christmas shopping anyway. I'll drop the car in.
For a valet?
Yeah. Just for the cheapest one. Okay. Do you know what I mean? But
what does that entail, can I ask?
They clean the inside and the outside.
It's the inside for me that I'm like, this is what we need.
What I need is the spenny one, I think, because of all the muck from just the dog.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's in the seats. It needs a good soaping.
So you think that you don't always need the most expensive one. So, like, sometimes it's like, okay, yeah, it's a £5 or £10 extra for dog stuff. I don't know.
Have a look
with your local validator. But so I was like, grand. I went and did this and I was absolutely delighted because I was driving out to Shankill then after the shopping.
And the car needs to be nice in Shankill.
Well,
do you know what I mean?
Well, it's a long time with me and my car.
Yeah, it's a long time.
And because I was going to the doctor out there and I was like, I'll visit my mom first because she lives there, obviously. And she had gotten her car validated over the weekend because she's selling her car. She's getting a new one, but she wanted to wait to get it validated till my brother moved continent because he uses her car and he wouldn't be the cleanest lad in the world. So the car needed deep, like you're saying, your car needs deep cleaning. Hers needed deep attention.
Mm-hmm.
So her and my sister had called over to me on the week. Sorry, this is a long-winded story, but her and my sister had called over to me on the weekend as well while I was sick to cheer me up. And I was like, how's the car? Are you delighted? And I was asking with a bit of intention because I probably will buy her car now when she gets a new one.
Oh, nice.
Because I need a car with four doors now for when the baby comes. I only have a two-door car at the moment, so I need to put it in the car seat and whatever, what have you. And she was like, yeah, the car is good. And my sister was like, well, there's a bit of smell of damp off it. And I was like, sorry, I'm about to buy that car. So what's the smell of damp? And do you know, the valet, like, they hand the car back and the car smells incredible, famously.
Incredible.
That's like one of the main reasons to buy it. My mom was like, he handed it back and it was still kind of wet inside.
Oh, no.
And it like smelled of damp. But like not in a like, oh, drive with the heating on for a few kilometers to like, it was like.
Like you sit in it and it squelches.
Yeah, like as if you'd gone through a car wash with the windows open. Like it was like she was like, the car is wet.
My God.
Like,
and let me guess, she didn't say a word.
No, she didn't say anything.
Why are people like this?
And this is a recommendation that she got from my dad, right? And my dad has a history of recommending like terrible, like terrible services. Like he recommended for her not a plumber but a plumbing consultant, and he was like, this guy is. serious. This guy is the serious.
This is the guy plumbers
now.
Go to.
And he goes around like her poor mom, like her radiator in the kitchen is broken. And he kind of like every time she rings the plumber about it, he's like, get Jed to have a look at that, as in my dad.
Yeah, yeah.
And like they're not even together. Like it's not like she's calling him down from downstairs. She's like ringing him, being like, can you come from your house to mine to look? Because the plumber is just a consultant. He actually can't look himself.
He's the one that goes in and goes, yeah, you're right, you do need a plumber.
That's broken. So anyway, so this is where the valet comes from, the family of bad recommendations. And I arrived to her house yesterday, every window and door in the car is open. And she said she's had a specialist around.
Oh my God.
Who like specialises.
Recommended by your dad.
Yeah. No, his streak is over. Whose like job is to like fumigate cars to get like serious smells.
Oh my God.
And this guy says it's the worst valet he's ever seen. And he was like, there's no way you've gotten this car that dirty in the space of like a week since you got the valet. He was like, the car smells is wet and is filthy.
Oh my God.
All the mats are in her house on the radiators.
Oh
like,
Lord.
So yeah. Literally like they went in, filled it with water.
And we're and like, there you go.
Forgot to clean it.
They power washed the car.
So do we think the smell's going to go? Like, should I buy it?
Do not buy that car.
Do not buy that
car. It's not your
Fiona.
Fault.
It's Chapel Road and you're listening to Spin. Good morning. Do you know what I love in this world? Just nice farmers. They're up there. You know, if I was to list out loads of nice things that I like in the world, I'd definitely include nice farmers. People who kind of go above and beyond to look after their animals in a nice way.
I think most farmers probably do that. Do you know what I mean?
I know. No. But you know people who really are like...
Because it's only at the detriment of them if they don't look after
some
their animals,
are crazy.
But you know, like when they go out of their way to be like... free range and you're here for a short time, not a long time, that kind of thing. Well, there's this guy, Tom, and he runs a farm in southern England, and he is predominantly a turkey farmer, especially at this time of year. But he's,
and all those turkeys meet happy ends.
Exactly.
They sure do.
Especially around this time. They really thrive around this time.
Guys, can I just talk about how nice Tom is for a second? Basically, the lifespan of an average turkey at this time of year is, say, what? 13
Five
weeks
minutes.
Or something, right?
So you're hoofing them into us. So now it's the Sambos as well. And they start in October. So it's like they have no hope.
I'm so sorry to any vegetarian.
Sorry, no, go on. Tell us about these happy turkeys.
I don't think I'm going to get through this somehow. Tom lets them live for twice as long. And he gives them...
That's honestly like...
That's
what's
worse.
The point? Like, for what?
And he lets them play tambourines. That's them playing tambourines.
Oh my God.
So he said that they like playing tambourines, so he gives them tambourines, okay? That's my story. Do you like
that's it? That's incredible. Yeah. I love it.
It opens up an important discussion.
Does he put them on their neck?
Because no, he's not. That's cruel.
No, but the neck flaps around, and I wonder would that be.
Oh, but would that irritate the.
I don't know, but it would be a good way of hitting the tambourine.
I have an answer for you.
Go on.
They're just hanging up, and then they go over and tap them.
Seriously?
Oh,
yeah. Okay.
And I had a look around the farm there on a. On Google, and they've quite a bit of space, these turkeys, which will make you happy.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, they're anyway.
So they live for twice as long as normal turkeys have.
And they get to play tambourines.
And he has them playing music dawn to dusk. He's like, get up there now and bang that tambourine.
Work before I
kill you.
I
don't have you living extra for nothing. Make music for the people. And they're all like, so
exactly.
Sad.
You go and make music so a breakfast show in Dublin can talk about you for content.
Well, you might not be wrong there, because he said that this kind of draws crowds.
Yeah.
So he knows what
Tom
he's doing.
Tom is not a good man.
Slot,
Tom is a bad man.
He says that they get to live for 26 weeks, which is more than twice the age of supermarket
26
birds.
26 weeks.
But like,
God, you'd be wrecked.
I know, what a let.
Yeah, I'd be like, here, take me out of 13.
Yeah, and if you're performing as well. And
stop the world and let me go. Yeah, performing. It's like, let me live. You're going to eat me soon. I don't want to give
you
an
like
rendition of the old triangle.
The one turkey that's really, really good gets to stay alive.
How do you be good at tambourine?
Like, bit of rhythm. Well, there are some other animals who like to play instruments.
Okay.
I'm going to play you the sound of said instruments. The first one's very easy. We'll start you off easy. You identify the animal that is playing the instrument. Are you ready? Mm-hmm.
Is it a dog playing the piano?
You're not serious.
Oh,
how did you know?
Okay. Oh, it was a tricky one.
What about this one?
Ah, oh, he's shy. Kill him. That turkey's like getting it.
I feel like that's a cat walking along the...
It's actually horses.
Oh, sorry.
With their muzzles. God.
That's quite dexterous for the horse.
Finally.
They're all on the piano.
Mm. Is that I bring you a piano special this
morning? That's a cat. That's a cat.
How do you know?
Is it a cat?
It is a cat.
Well, stepping along it, I just think.
Compared to the turkeys. The turkeys aren't great.
Do the turkeys get?
Kill him.
It's awful. It sounds
here,
really bad.
I'm having cat this year.
I love horse.
Sick. Stop. Here's Alex Warren.
Good morning.
Good morning. You know, I go at like 11 months of the year. I hardly ever buy myself anything. Comes to December and I'm like, I might buy this and then I might buy that. And then you realise you can't buy that. You might get it off someone you know for Christmas. And so you spend the whole month of December going, no, I can't buy it. What if I get it and someone else has got that for me? No, I'll just leave it. And then they don't get it for you. And you spend the entirety of December being like, I could have had that.
Do you know what you could do then? You could get it for cheaper in the January sales.
Exactly.
I wanted, you know those loop earrings you got the other week?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
The earplugs.
Yeah, the earplugs. I don't know if Pip has got them for me. Mm. And I just have to just endure my loud housemates.
I did see, actually, at a gig the other night I was at, there was a girl.
And did she have them in?
I think she works for a record label or something, as in I recognise her from... I've definitely met her. She works in the music industry in some capacity anyway. And I just noticed her putting in her earplugs and I was like, you're so smart.
That's clever.
Like,
because I always see the ads, people saying, oh yeah, I wear these to concerts. I'm like, who's wearing them to concerts?
No, I swear to God. And like, she was still having full on conversations with her friends, wasn't having to take them out. She could obviously hear fine, but it was just taking it all down a bit.
That's like, great. I need that.
Me? We're so old.
No,
apparently it's cool to look after your ears. I heard that.
Oh, hey, is it?
Rock on.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Lads, I would recommend, I have a date idea for you, which I would really, really recommend. And it is a pizza tour of Dublin.
Oh, yeah. Aww.
I know it's a thing that, like, it's not really original. A lot of people have been doing it on Instagram and TikTok and stuff like that, but I cannot recommend it enough.
I hadn't seen that anywhere.
Have you not?
No.
Okay, this is your new date idea.
Okay.
This is what you gotta do, okay? You gotta map out a day for it, and you go, right, on this day we're gonna do the pizza tour, and oh my God, it's fantastic. I'd recommend getting the same slice everywhere you go.
Yeah,
same
so type really of slice compare.
So you can really compare.
Oh my God, this is so fun. How many do you think in total is possible to plan for in terms of fullness?
So there's a couple of places that we like didn't go to because we were like, that's kind of late night pizza. We don't really want that.
Yeah.
Don't
tell me
you didn't go to DeFontaine's.
I didn't
I'll
go
be
to
annoyed.
DeFontaine's. No.
Then you didn't do the pizza tour.
Listen, to be honest, when you hear my pizza tour, you're going to be like, right, that sounds more like a pub tour. And you'd be right. So this is how I do the pizza tour. So it was me and my girlfriend Pippa, and it was last Saturday. Like, it was two Saturdays ago.
Wasn't
but I was
for,
obviously
like,
sick.
Pippa's birthday.
Was it for Pippa's birthday? No, I think it was just a nice date night.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah. And to be honest, I want to do it again in a couple of weeks. But, okay, so we started off in Bambino. We were like, right, you got to start off there. And then we went to the Duke. Her parents were in the Duke. We had a drink in the Duke.
So lovely.
It was very, very nice.
It's quite
and we
far
went
away.
On to Manny. The whole, like, you know, tour, as in the journey from place to place, terrible.
Did not make sense.
Make
sense. Were you in the dart?
We were
dart
over to the
part?
South side for pizza, the north side for a drink, and then I was all over the place.
But were you on the dart at one point?
Well, we got the dart in from, she lives in Black Rock, Black Rock. So started off in Bambino, very, very good. Mm. Always a stellar choice.
How was the queue?
It was the one on Baggot Street. So
great.
It was grand.
Okay, yeah,
it was
like so quick.
Four people in it.
Amazing.
But I do remember standing outside at the queue and there's just this couple in front of us just kind of like looking at the Bambino thing, and I was just like, and after about 40 seconds I just thought, are you using the queue? No. Get out of the way then.
I hate when that happens.
Why are people so thick?
Get out of the queue area.
But you know what was great? I had a free Bambino. You know, from the card, because I got all the stamps. Anyway, then we went to the Duke for a drink, then we went to Manny for the same slice. We got pepperoni the entire time. The only thing with Manny, they put a lot of tomatoes and stuff on it.
Mm. Yeah, it's kind of artisanal.
That's kind of where the pizza tour stopped, to be perfectly honest with you. Because then we went to the Stag's Head, and then we went to the bank, and then we went to the Old Stand.
Okay, so you went for two slices of pizza.
No, I went then. We went to Doom Slice.
I was like, surely Doom Slice made it
come
in.
On.
Sorry, Dave. Doom Slice. I always swore against it.
Yeah. Why?
Because once they weren't nice to me.
Oh. Do you know what
and
it is?
I was always like, no. It is the best pizza.
It's really good, but it's in a cool, I'm doing air quotes, cool pub. It's a pub that would make you feel like intimidated.
They were like,
I'm not alternative enough to
be like,
here.
I could go in and sit in this pub, but I feel...
On your head, be it.
I was like, I'm not dressed cool enough. No. I don't feel cool enough. No. I feel like if one person turned around and go, he works in Spin, I'd be like, oh, I'm so
literally,
sorry.
Literally, the music would stop. Yeah. And I'd be like, what? Where is he?
Yeah.
Get out.
Exactly.
You need to have slept in your clothes to work there. You need to have like your cheek pierced.
But sorry, it's so good. We queued for like 25 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, it was
really
so
good.
Popular.
So you did three pizza slices.
We did three pizza slices and four pubs. Yeah.
That is pretty good.
It was
decent.
The stomach wouldn't be able to handle much more than that. Unless you're going to be one of those people who, if you're really taste testing, that you're like, let's share this slice.
Yeah, listen, we're not foodies. Like,
yeah.
You know,
and then split up this slice,
I suppose, like if you're at home, you might eat a full Domino's yourself. Do you know what I mean? So
I know.
You're just working your way up to a full.
But like at the end of Manny, which was the second pizza place, I was like, I don't want to eat pizza anymore. I was like, I'm done.
No, it gets old pretty quick.
I really
do the tour before.
That's why we went and like kind of took a break for a couple hours, went to the pub, different pubs, and then we were like, right, let's go to Doom Slice for our like final meal or whatever.
Break it up over a couple of days.
Yeah. I was at this event the other night.
A couple of weeks.
And you know it's a good event when it's just boxes of Bambino all over the room.
Fantastic.
Every different type. And I think they'd probably been sitting out for like 4 hours at this point. And I was like, I don't care, I'm going
No,
again.
That's when it gets good.
Oh, it was delicious.
When the cheese coagulates.
It was my first cold Bambino.
Oh, lovely.
Fantastic.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Guys, I don't mean to brag, but my Vinted is popping off at the moment.
Oh my God, really?
It's not really popping off, but I made a sale yesterday and I'm delighted. And I was really happy about this sale because I've had this like for years and years and years, and it's really cool, but I just don't wear it anymore and it's time to move on. And like, coats are really stocky, it's nice to get clear
the wardrobe space.
But I was like, oh, I'm raging in a way because I have to go to the post office.
Oh,
this week.
Yeah, nightmare. It's the worst thing about Vinted.
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah.
I hate having to actually package it.
I know, it's awful.
What's wrong with me?
Sticking it in a cereal box or something.
I know, and then why are the post offices so busy?
They're so
all
busy
the time.
I'm
committing to a 20 minute queue at the very least.
I'm in a bit of a love-hate relationship with Vinted at the moment. Ever since I saw one video on TikTok where it was just like, just make sure you don't get scammed. And now I'm like, everyone's a scammer. Someone wanted to buy something I have in my Vinted yesterday, and I was like, delete.
Fraudster.
How dare you?
Really?
Yeah, because it was like, I don't know, their username wasn't a name. It was like,
123,
I
want to
buy, you know, 320 or whatever. Oh, it was just like,
well,
scammer.
Then that's good to be.
I went through, anyone else who's gone through their Vinted phase, and Fiona warned me this would happen to me, that like at the beginning you just get so excited that everything's so affordable. You're like, I want this, I want this, I want this. Now I'm like, I need to sit down over Christmas and re-upload most stuff.
Yeah,
that
does happen.
Because I've no need for any of it, but I'm like, I think it's time to close the shop for Christmas.
Yeah,
I think so.
You know what I mean?
There's this comedian, she's a UK comedian, and at her Edinburgh Fringe, instead of merch, she sold Vinted orders she regretted. It was like, it was her rail outside her
That's
show.
Genius.
She was like, I purchased all this and I don't know why. Do you want to buy
that
support
so
my show?
Good.
1038. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Hello there, how are you?
Hey, good morning. I was obviously off last week, quite sick, but we had the big night of laughs on the Wednesday. So I was like, right, I have to go to the big night of laughs,
of course,
you know, because we were talking about it for so long. So I needed to go and get my haircut on the Tuesday. I really did not want to, but I had to go and do it because I looked a mess. I looked really, really sick. I looked like, honestly, I've been living on an island
on
my own.
You were so paranoid about the haircut, weren't you?
I was so paranoid.
Well,
anyway,
you had to get that fade.
You were like, I can't.
I had to get the fade.
Be seen to be in the barbers.
I looked like,
can't go to work.
Literally none of
Tom Hanks in Castaway.
Yeah.
Anyway, I rock up to the barbers, I get my haircut, and you know, I head off, and I got a message then the next day.
No.
From my barber.
Oh no.
He said, "Are you after making me sick?"
No.
Oh. I'm after annoying my barber. So I just want to say, I thought, what better way to make up to than give him some free advertising?
Okay.
So if you ever want your haircut, you go to Connor Taff in Temple Bar and he'll sort you out.
Not now, though. He'll make you sick.
Don't go now because he'll make you sick.
Oh, God, you're taking a deeper hold.
I felt so bad.
Oh,
I felt
no.
so
That's
bad.
Grand. It's not like it's a busy time.
Yeah, no, yeah. But also, the thing about Connor is he's a singer as well.
Oh, stop. David.
He's a really good
stop.
Singer. So he messaged me.
So just in case Connor's wondering, so Dave didn't want to come to work because he was concerned about Fiona's well-being because she's pregnant. But you didn't offer the same kind of consideration to Connor?
I didn't, no. I kind of thought Connor's behind me cutting my hair. He won't get sick. It's only if you're in front of me and coughing you, which I was trying to be careful. Apparently not. It's just if you're in
if
you're in my presence, apparently I would have got you sick. So he messaged me on Wednesday morning. My voice is now fecked today. See if you made me sick and I can't gig, I'll go mad.
Oh,
and I was like, I'm
no.
so sorry. He said, if you're too sick to work, you're too sick for a freshie, which I presume means a fresh fade.
And that's something we all need to live by.
And he goes, hope tonight goes well. It's just talking about the comedy gig. And I was like, no, you don't. So I would just like to apologise formally to my barber.
I can't believe you got told off by your barber. That's worse than anything.
He's the best barber in Dublin and he's annoyed at me. And if I come into work in January with like butchered hair, I will understand why.
With a Nike tick in the back of your head.
Spin is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Tricky. Oh, welcome on in to the Tricky 10. It's our final gameplay of it this week for 2025.
It is indeed. And if you want to get involved at any stage this week, the score to beat is 6. Very, very doable.
I thought you meant today was the last day.
No. This week.
The last week.
Yeah, I was like, why aren't we playing on Wednesday? I wasn't here for this meeting. But no, it is happening on Wednesday and Thursday and Friday. So you have three more
days. It is. 3 more days. Last snooty on the line. Score to beat is 6. Get involved.
And you can hold the title, I suppose, then, for all of Christmas of the...
Pretty impressive.
Yeah, the champ that will last up until 2026.
I don't feel like you gave the get involved enough chutzpah there.
Okay, let me give it a go. Get involved!
Thank you.
That's that exactly. angry?
It has to be like a little bit of a twang of Cork accent
get
for some
involved.
Reason.
Get involved! Tricky, in a WhatsApp to register to play at any point, get in touch now. In the meantime, this morning, we will talk to Kira. What are you up to?
I'm just driving on the way into work.
And what do you do?
Good.
I'm a secondary school teacher.
Oh, that's amazing.
What subject do you teach, Kira?
Not the favourites, Irish and Spanish.
Irish and Spanish?
Okay.
Oh,
you bilingual girl-o.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. I love Spanish. Absolutely love Spanish. I was terrible at it, but I love Spanish.
But me gusta.
Yeah, me gusta.
Or me encanta.
Not to be a big lick, but I loved Irish, Kira.
It was my first language, so I was
right. Oh, amazing.
Ooh, very impressive. Where are you from, Kira?
I'm from Lucan.
You're from, good. And it's your
a
first
famous Gaeltacht
talk. It's your
area.
First language. Oh, as in your first language you learned?
Like the first language I learned as a child.
Oh, yeah. That's so cool.
I love that. That's so good. Kira, you're in flying form. It sounds like you're on the wind down for Christmas. The kids are just doing like word searches.
Yeah, they have a movie day on Fridays
and stuff like that today. Rolling out the video machine. Well, I'll tell you how the Tricky 10 works. We're going to put 55 seconds on the clock, and in those 55 seconds, we will ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10. And won't repeat. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer, so do bear that in mind. But if you don't know the answer, just give it a guess. As we say, it is a number between 1 and 10, guaranteed. If you top the leaderboard at the end of this week, you are going to win a brand new Money Can't Buy Fuzzy Charge Snooty to get cozy in over the Christmas holidays. Very, very nice indeed.
Thanks, I can't wait.
Yeah.
Best of luck, honey.
Yeah, best of luck. I'm going to ask your questions. I'm going to count you in, and we believe in you, Kira.
Gnáiri an tála.
Oh, Gnáiri an tála.
Espanol. Me gusta.
Yeah, crap, right, go on, Kira. What's best of luck in Spanish?
Buenas
suertes. Buenas suertes.
Ooh, very
okay,
good.
Very good. All right, Kira, here we go. The Tricky 10 in 3-2-1 start the clock. How many goals were scored in Man United versus Bournemouth last night?
8.
How many letters are there in the word Instagram?
7.
In bowling, if you were to score a turkey, how many strikes have you hit in a row?
Three?
The planet Mars has how many moons?
Four.
In police radio communication, what four means received and understood on a walkie-talkie? Yeah. Denial and anger are just two of the how many stages of grief?
Seven.
The tallest building in the USA is called what World Trade Center?
Five.
How many minutes? Oh, stop the clock. I ran out of time.
You all right, Kira?
Yeah, that was terrible.
No, it wasn't. No, it really wasn't.
It was actually really, really good. But you were going maybe a little bit in and out of coverage.
Yeah. Yeah, it was the phone line probably didn't help you out too much, Kira.
Let's check in and see how you did.
0, 1, 2, 3.
Hey, a score of 3. How many did we get to? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six. We got through seven
good
questions.
Going. Yeah, like, we're only getting through 7 questions.
3 out of 7 isn't too bad at all, Kira.
You were obviously watching the match last night, were you, Kira?
No, I just kept an eye on the score because my family ordered.
Oh, okay. My God. Well, that's good that you did.
High score in there. You did really well in the first question on the bother on you. How many letters are there in the word Instagram? Bit of panic kicked in there. You said 7. The answer is 9. Mars has how many moons? I think you said 3 or 4 there. The answer is actually 2. Denial and anger are just 2 of the how many stages of grief. I think you said 7 again, the answer being 5. And the tallest building in the USA is called what World Trade Center? That's 1 World Trade Center. So there we go. Good.
That's 4.5 spires tall.
Interesting.
Is 1 World Trade Center, which is absolutely insane.
That's wild.
Because I thought the spire was the tallest thing in the world. Kira, listen, it wasn't to be today, but I hope you had fun, did you?
I did. Thank you so good. Much for
Thank you so much. Have a fantastic last week at school.
And Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad.
Gracias.
Good luck.
Bye. All right, we crack on.
That joke was the same joke, same energy as the joke I made once on radio where I played Despacito and I said, never heard that one before. And someone was like, how the hell have you not heard that tune before? I was like, yeah, that was a joke. I didn't think that the spire was the tallest building in the world.
You have to clarify.
Just have to clarify.
For some people.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Speaking of Christmas, Christmas presents. Christmas presents that are thinly veiled insults. We've all gotten one or two or five over the years. We are asking you this morning on 087 711 1038.
Who's usually the culprit?
It could be anyone. It could be a lover. It could be a parent. It could be an uncle.
It could be a colleague.
It could be your Chris Kindle.
Interesting.
He'd be like, I saw this and thought of you. And it's like a nose hair clipper. And you're like, okay. So yeah, let us know. Christmas presents that would be deemed an insult, or maybe you've gotten one, voice notes welcome as well. 087-711-1038. I'm asking this because I was getting a wax a while ago, okay, in a private area. And I get a wax in a very cheap
brave
place
girl.
Where you can kind of overhear everyone else's conversation as they get
oh my God.
As well.
And I mean, like, if there's one time you should spend a bit of money, like...
No, they do it very well, but they just, you hear other people. And sometimes I've heard people, like, screaming and stuff. And
oh my God.
Yeah, you hear the works.
The one and only time I ever did it, I screamed the place down. It was like a cubicle, yes.
Yes, it's the same place.
Really?
I think so.
You're so brave, I don't know how you did that.
Ask Grant. But I was in there, and so I could overhear someone's conversation, and she was saying, oh yeah, I just wanted to get in because my husband got me a voucher for here. I was like
for Christmas.
Sorry, I don't know if this was for Christmas, like it was for a while ago, but I was like, that is not an acceptable present for a husband to get her wife. It's actually worse than getting an ironing board or a kettle. Here, I got this so you could have your arse waxed by a stranger so she could pour hot wax into you while you
lie probably a bit more
in the nappy changing position.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, a Christmas present that's a hint. Like, for example, I think even if you ask for a gym membership, I don't think anyone should get it for you. I just think, I don't know. I don't think it's a suitable Christmas present.
Do you not think?
No. Maybe times have changed, but like I asked for a gym membership years ago, like a long, long time ago, off a boyfriend, and he got it. And I was like, I know I asked, but like, I actually just don't know how I feel about
this. Oh, for God's sake.
Or like,
if you ask for it, you can't be given out.
I can.
Like, watch her.
Yeah. I'll find a way by hell or high water.
Especially because gym memberships are so spenny. Like, it's such a generous gift.
Maybe,
it's good for your mental health as well.
I guess, yeah. Maybe times have changed. This is obviously, this is going back like 11 years ago or something. I got this. But like, a waxing voucher, gym membership, any sort of self-help book.
Yeah.
Anything that's like, how to clean your house.
What about, what about lymph node drainage?
Nice.
Is that a nice
treatment
present
to get?
I think I got that for Pippa before.
No, that's okay.
My sister sent me a book recently. It's like one of those notepads that you fill out yourself rather than a book you read, sorry. And it's like managing your money.
Oh, wow.
And she was like, do you have something like this? And I was like, first of all, we're not getting each other Christmas presents. We're doing Chris Kittle. Second of all, yes, I do. And I don't use it. So don't waste your money.
Oh,
think about your
God.
Money matters.
What do, like, do you have something like this? Because you don't act like it.
What do you mean? Like a bank account or like a health book?
It's like one of those things where you're trying to get, understand your finance.
Oh, my God. Oh, I got you 10 minutes God. With the money fairy.
Yeah.
Like, just for Christmas or for a birthday or whatever, just get something fun. Like,
yeah.
You know, you have the
sometimes
rest.
Sometimes it's very hard, lads. And we're not meaning it to be like a, you know, a diss. Like, say, for example, Pippa asked me to get her workout clothes. So I've just got her workout clothes. So
that's mean, Dave.
Yeah, see, I can't be then told.
Interesting. Will she wear them for a coffee afterwards?
I'm sure she would, yeah.
Then it's okay.
Okay, that's
I
good.
Think. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If it's like, if you got her something that's like the ugliest sports bra that's for like high support.
It is a sports bra.
I don't know. But yeah, Christmas presents that are an insult, a Christmas present that you've been insulted to get in the past.
A wee fit.
A wee fit, yeah, for
we're
your like
eight-year-old. Specifically here, I feel like more so for women, but lads, I'm sure, have been like, excuse me?
Oh my God, of course. So, yeah. What would we?
Like books in general. Just makes me go.
I read a book a few years ago.
I actually
don't
did
try
read
and
that
educate
one.
Me.
But like when I was a kid, I remember like aunties and uncles giving me books, and I was
it's
just like,
crap.
What are you giving me that for? Like,
or else, like,
are you saying I'm thick?
Yeah.
I need to read.
Interesting. Maybe you'll be offended or insulted by things that I wouldn't be. But please let us know. 087-711-1038. Insulting Christmas presents. Voice notes welcome as well. What is an insulting Christmas present that you've gotten in the past or that you've overheard someone get? A gym membership. Some sort of beauty treatment that was unwarranted.
Do you know what I'd hate? Like, because I can cook. If someone got me a cookbook, I'd be upset by that.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I just don't really enjoy it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Everyone's insulted by different things. For example, Dave's insulted if anyone gets him a book of any sort.
Yeah, because I'm like, what do you mean? Like, I remember when I was a kid, Santa got me a book, and then when I was a little bit older, like relatives got me a book, and I was just like, why are you getting me a book?
You're like,
I've read enough. Do you think I'm thick? Like,
I used to get piles and piles of books for Christmas. Like, so many. And I've got piles as well. So I'm sitting on the ground. So be careful with that.
Vicky standing by there. What is the most insulting present you think you got?
One year I went to my boyfriend's and the mother gave me anti-wrinkle cream and I was 35.
Oh. Anti-wrinkle cream at the age of 35.
Oh now, my God.
That was pretty insulting, I thought.
Here's my thought process in this, right, Victoria? If I got you that, or if anyone got you that, that's just like, that's something for the future. Because it's quite a normal thing.
It doesn't matter.
It's quite a normal thing.
No.
Let her buy it herself. Let Vicky buy that herself if she chooses to.
I think
absolutely not. That's so bad.
I think it's even worse that it's not even your fella, it was your fella's mother.
Yeah. So It's like, oh, you've been looking at my 11 lines.
And she
this
was
whole
pretty
time.
Insulting, so.
Was she? Okay.
And what did you say, Vicky? Were you just like, oh, thanks for that? Or were you like.
I was like, yeah, thanks so much. You're so nice.
It's just, I just don't get anyway. Thanks, Victoria. I don't think it's that bad. I really don't.
Anti wrinkle cream.
But like, it's still a nice present. Like, it's probably expensive enough.
Yeah, but you can get like, ooh, nice cream, nice smellies, a nice candle or whatever. But anti wrinkle,
I would be
is
more
pointed.
Like, okay, fair enough. It's pointed. I'd be just more insulted if it was a crap present. Like, I was just thinking there. I was like, if someone bought me a pen, that's insulting because I'm like, what do you? If someone got me a voucher. Like, do you know what the worst thing is like you do Secret Santa with your mates or whatever and you put in effort and then all you get back is a
they
voucher.
Just phone it in.
Yeah, I hate that.
Like, yeah, but it's
that's
not...
that's insulting to me.
Right, okay.
It's insulting in a different way in the sense that like they made no effort but it's not necessarily an attack on your character.
Yeah, yeah, fair enough. Yeah.
I really hope my sister didn't go ahead and buy me that financial notebook.
She's like, can I get a refund?
I did get a cookbook once. But I, to be honest, I think I get a cookbook most years.
I think as well, it's just important to say as well, maybe some people obviously would love that and that's fine, but like in general, if you don't know better, like if you don't know,
yeah,
don't go with something practical maybe all the time because it's not fun.
Exactly, that's so true. No, different strokes for different, like sometimes people genuinely do want, like I have genuinely asked for the robot Hoover this year because you got one, Emma, and now I'm like, no, I want that as well.
No, but 100%, like years ago I remember asking my mum and dad, they're like, what do you want for Christmas? At the time I was like in college and like I was like, will you fill my tank?
Exactly.
That's actually
a really good idea.
I remember,
that's a great present.
I was like 19 and they were like, ah, Emma, come on, like if you're stuck we'll help you, like you know what I mean. I was in college.
Seriously.
Struggling, and I was like, I'd love a full tank, please.
Sorry, I take everything back about what I asked for Christmas. I want a full tank.
Full tank, that's a gorgeous
that's
present.
That's a class present.
That's so guys, good.
Get the loved one in your life. Fuel.
No, quite honestly, I felt like an absolute boss.
I love it. Yeah, you're like, does anyone want a lift?
Full tank.
The needle at the full way. Look at me.
Happy Christmas to me. Just been talking about some Christmas presents that could be deemed slightly offensive or insulting. Yeah. So just to kind of keep that in mind, just in this second from Hayley.
My auntie's old boss bought her a voucher for a menopausal clothing store.
Oh my God.
What? Sorry, is that the voice note?
That doesn't get...
My auntie's old boss bought her a voucher for a menopausal clothing store.
That wins.
What is a menopausal clothing store? Like, do they even exist?
I have
like,
never heard of one of these places in my life. And what on earth was that boss like, thinking?
Is that like one of those like clothes shops like that are like in Thailand that are like little fat girl? You know?
Yeah, little pig.
Chubby pig. And it's like for like a size 10.
Honestly, if that's not a fireable offence, I don't know what is.
That's
menopause
insane.
Clothes store. What do you start dressing like when you've menopause?
HR!
Oh my God. Immediately, the guards are to be rang.
Oh, that's gas. Not to change the subject completely, but I'm going to do just that.
No, that's fine. I think we need to now.
Yeah, after the menopause clothing store, I can feel people are getting angry. Mm. So I'm like, all right, let's tone it down a little bit. I was telling you last, like two weeks ago when I was actually in work and not sick, that I had finally gotten my car radio back.
Oh, yeah,
I was going to go and collect it. Basically, it had gone for a month to go across the UK to get programmed to the UK and Ireland as opposed to Japan because it's Japanese import, right? So all the radio stations were picking up like Japanese logos and all that kind of stuff. So I was like, oh, this is a nightmare. So I need to go and send it off away. Anyway, I remember last Friday or two Fridays ago, I said to you, the radio has arrived back in Ireland. Like, here it is. I just need to go over there to Palmerstown and get it sorted.
Yeah.
And so I did just that. And I had all the logos on the radio
station.
That
was what was most
Spin
important.
Spin 103, right there, number three.
The only one you need.
Number three.
Well, actually, you see, this is the thing, right? So, Spin 103, you know the way in cars you can have your favourites? So, like, one for me is Radio 1, because it makes sense, Radio 1.
I know, I like the practicality of the numbers correlating rather than being my favourite.
Two,
at number one.
Q102, three, Spin 103.8.
Makes sense.
You know, so, I'll always have it on three, you know, because it's Spin 103. But it was Spin was actually number five. Ooh. Okay. So, anyway, I drive out of Palmerston. And I have the radio logos and I'm happy out. And I'm like, oh, it's like a brand new car.
Yeah.
But Spin is at number five, right? Mm. And so I'm like, well, I know to make Spin number three, I just have to go on to Spin and then hold down the bird.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean.
And as soon as I did that, the logo deleted.
No.
And then I was like, oh, that's weird. It must refresh just because I've, you know. So I made sure all the radio stations were at my favourite. So one was one and two was Q102 and three was Spin 103 and, you know, whatever. Nine was 98. You know, that kind of thing. You know what I mean?
All makes sense.
All logos completely disappeared.
Oh, what?
And I was like, oh, it's fine. I'll just turn the car back on. No, they're all completely gone. I messaged the company that did it and they were like, all right, we'll send you out an SD card that has all the logos on it so you have to do it manually.
What?
So I was like, right, okay, grand.
This is a disaster.
They sent it in the post the other day. The post got wet. A little slit in the envelope is all that arrived.
No!
The SD card had obviously fallen out. The postal company put a plastic bag over the envelope, but the SD card had already fallen out somewhere in Dublin. Somewhere in Dublin there is an SD card lying around with radio station logos on it, but all I got in the post was an envelope with a ripped slit and a tiny plastic bag around it.
Do you know what I would love if we were behind this. Just been pranking him.
That would be the best prank of all time.
I'm going insane.
Be so iconic. This storyline just never
ends. It's been going on for 3 months.
It really has.
Why did we think of this? On it, on it, on it. Let's go! My D
David Fiona in the morning.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Hey, what's happened?
I just saw something on Instagram, and now it's from like November, so it could be really old news, but this is when news on Instagram reaches me. Do you know? Breaking! Yeah.
I'm waiting
to hear. They did surgery on a grape. Anyone remember that from 2-3 years ago?
2024. You'll get news from 2024 or about COVID if you open your Facebook.
Yeah, lads, wait till you hear about the portal. It's coming now. No, I saw this thing. You know Hayley from Modern Family?
Yeah.
The like daughter, the hot daughter. She is now the same age as Claire, the mom, was when they started filming.
Oh, yeah, that would probably make sense, I suppose. Probably like 30.
Don't take away. She's trying to make the point that time is passing us by.
What's her name? Sarah Harding, isn't it?
Yeah. And the mom, I don't know what the mom
is. Sarah Harding.
Sarah Harding, is it?
She was in Girls
Aloud. Is it Sarah Hyland?
Sarah Hyland. Sarah Hyland,
sorry, that one.
Yeah.
Sarah Hyland is now currently 35.
Oh my God, I can't believe.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
35.
But I can't believe that Claire, the mom, was 35 when they started. Like, she seemed to me so much older than that.
I think the way people dress now and everything and their whole look is that little bit younger as well.
Yeah.
You know, because like people, I often notice that these days when you watch back these shows, it's like, you know, even when you look at the Friends cast and what age they were meant to be.
Exactly.
They always seemed so much older.
Yeah. I feel like they're still older than me. Like when I watched that back in their
30. Are they meant to be 30?
They were meant to be like late 20s, and then it was all a big deal when all of them turned
30.
And then I saw another one that was like Emma Stone now is older than Kevin's mom was in Home Alone. Like, that's... Sorry,
who?
Something's not right.
Say that again, because that didn't really compute.
Emma Stone.
Yeah.
Hottie.
You're joking. Same age as...
She's older.
Kevin!
She's a year older.
Oh my God.
Something's wrong, guys.
That's terrifying.
Or what age are you, right. Fiona?
That's a none of your business.
Come on, Dave and Fiona, on your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
It's Emma, Dave and Fiona, and it's time to make Tuesday okay. You know, Tuesdays are a tough day for lots of people. They say it's Monday, but worse because you're still not going anywhere.
Tuesday. What did you
I know. That's when we knew you were really sick, because we were saying,
TTT.
If Dave's not here for Top 10 Tuesday, he's genuinely very, very unwell.
What was it? Was it a good one?
No, the girls absolutely hated it.
It was the worst one
it was
of the year.
It was the letters.
It was absolute.
What was it?
And Callum got slated by the listeners as well, not just us.
Callum should have been arrested.
What was it?
It was the letters in Scrabble that have a score of 3, 4, or 5 points.
Brilliant. Fantastic.
Shut up.
I love it. I love it.
Give us one then.
3, 4, or 5 points.
Yeah.
What's the most? 10. Probably a Q or something like that. Probably, I want to say an S.
I don't have the list in front of me, so I can't tell you, but that was last week's. Anyway, welcome to Top 10 Tuesday. I'm hosting and all three's here. What's going on? I'll tell you in a sec. This is the game where I give you a topic and you have to fill in what you think the top 10 of that topic might be. We've done the last 10 James Bond films, the least populated countries in Ireland, and loads more. The three of you are playing today because we're playing. We're doing a big extravaganza, an end of year extravaganza.
So Christmas.
Today you're not playing head to head, you're playing as a team.
Oh, okay,
which
great.
Is how we always play, I like to
three
say.
Three heads are better than one. So Emma, Dave and Fiona, you have 5 lives as a collective, and you have to take it in turn to try and complete the top 10 list. You'll get a point for each correct answer and lose a life for something that isn't in the top 10. If you can't fill out the top 10, I will throw it out to you listening on 087 711 1038. Are we ready for the last Top 10 Tuesday?
Yeah, let's do it.
Come on, give it to us there.
This week, I am looking for the 10 most played songs on spin this year. That is from January the 1st to midnight this morning.
Okay,
whoa,
I think...
That's very good.
I think we could complete this.
I just say that again. These are the most recurring, like, songs you hear the most on spin.
The songs that are played the most on spin this year from January the 1st to yesterday. Not just during our show, throughout the entire radio station from January the 1st to midnight.
Okay.
This morning.
So we're working together as a collective. Team,
Okay. And the problem is, right, we need to cast our minds back. If Fiona hadn't joined us yet, but you still listen to Spin,
yes,
like, in
of course
January.
Is,
but let's just go with our... We'll go around the table
and just start spitting.
And then we'll start spitting. So you go first.
Alex Warren, Ordinary.
That was going to be mine.
Alex Warren and Ordinary. Emma, you've a strong start. It's number one.
Yeah.
No way. Well done.
The Ordinary.
Yeah, that can go away now, please.
Emma, that was the most played song, and that was released on the 28th of January. Dave, over to you.
I want to go, I think it was released a little bit later in the year. I want to go Golden by K-Pop Demon Hunters.
Golden by K-Pop Demon Hunters. We just played it there. It's in the list at number 34.
What?
Wow.
Oh my God.
Because it's not long on air. Yeah, but it's really in the scale of the year.
Oh, crap.
I feel like it's been around for a few months.
So that is one life lost.
That's okay. We're all together.
Four lives remaining. That's number 34.
Dave, I had that written down in my notes.
I was unsure. I was like, will it have made it in? I'm going to go APT, Rosie.
Ah, brilliant.
It's a safe bet. And Fiona, you are correct. It's number 3.
Okay, very good.
Back to you, Emma.
I would like to add in, please, Billie Eilish, Birds of a Feather.
Billie Eilish and Birds of a Feather. That's an interesting one.
I don't think so.
Birds of a Feather was released last year in July.
Yeah, we still played it, I think.
And it's number 5.
No! Yes!
So Alex Warren and Ordinary is number 1, Rosé, Bruno Mars, APT is number 3, and Birds of a Feather, number 5. Dave, over to you.
All right, let's go. Ed Sheeran, Sapphire.
There you go.
Ed Sheeran and Sapphire. It's number 9.
Yeah! That's ridiculous.
You thought it was 4?
I thought it was going to be 2.
I don't think that song. I don't think, because I think we played Azizam a lot first.
Oh, true.
And I think Azizam dominated the top half of the year, and I think that Sapphire dominated
the second half.
I think.
Well, that's very interesting.
So I think Azizam could be in the mix, but I'm not as confident.
I'll let you save that for if you want.
No, go for it. I'm not sure.
No, because I think I'm going to go Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars, Die With a Smile.
Oh.
Well done, Fiona. That's a great shout.
Lady Gaga and Bruno Mars, Die With a Smile is number 23.
Oh, no!
What? Okay.
Oh my God.
That's 2 lives down and 4 guessed correctly. Over to you, Emma.
Gracie Abrams, That's So True.
Oh yeah.
Gracie Abrams, That's So True is number 4.
Oh, Emma.
So we are looking for the top 10 most played songs on Spin this year. Ordinary is number 1, APT number 3, That's So True number 4, Birds of a Feather number 5, and Sapphire number 9.
We are killing this.
Dave.
I don't want to do Azizam, because I think it's probably a given.
But it might not be. It could be a number 22. That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah.
I'm going to go for Man Child by Sabrina Carpenter.
Hello, everybody. Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah.
Number 20.
Oh, no! Come on!
But I'd say she could be in there, like maybe with Please, Please, Please.
That is 3 lives down. You've 2 lives remaining.
I'm going to go. It's the song we all love to hear.
Oh, is it Pause?
Dirty Cash.
Dirty Cash. Oh, don't.
Dirty Cash and Pause. It makes the top 100. It's number 17.
Oh my God, then why do we hear it so often?
There is 1 life left and
hit it with the Aziz. No, well, you can deliberate.
I have it.
Yeah.
No, deliberate.
I don't need to.
Oh, but we're together on this.
No broke boys, no new friends.
That's definitely in there.
No broke boys, Tinashe.
Number 2 has to be.
No broke boys. Are you out or are you still in? Is number 16.
No!
The guys are out. They have lost all 5 lives.
We should have gone with Azizam.
We are looking for the 10 most played songs on Spin this year. Before we throw it out to you, I'll tell you Azizam was number 48.
Oh my God!
Okay, so that's like, Jesus, what are these?
So we are looking for the 10 most played songs on Spin this year. Number 9 is Ed Sheeran and Sapphire. Number 5 is Billie Eilish, Birds of a Feather. Number 4 is Gracie Abrams, That's So True. Number 3, Bruno Mars, APT. Number 1, Alex Warren and Ordinary. There's 5 to get. There's 5 cinema passes up for grabs.
We forgot the most obvious one.
I just got texted in one by my mom's friend.
Yeah.
087-711-1038. What songs have you heard on Spin Loads? Do you think they've made the top 10? And we'll get to the answers very, very soon.
Right, well done, Callum.
Very good.
Really good. Taylor Swift now, Opalite, definitely not in there.
No.
You're listening to Spin. Good morning.
Morning.
Welcome on into Top 10 Tuesday. Callum is hosting this week because I want to play.
Oh my
God, this is the best Top 10 Tuesday we've ever done.
It's a Top 10 Tuesday extravaganza. We're looking for the 10 most played songs on spin this year because it's our last week of the year. That is from January the 1st until midnight yesterday. The guys worked as a team this morning. Yeah. I gave them 5 lives to try and complete the top 10. They got 5 out of the 10 and then they lost all 5
lives.
We're
shocked by this. We really thought we'd have this one down.
So this is the list that we have so far. In number 1, the most played song on spin this year was Alex Warren and Ordinary. Number 3 was Rosé and Bruno Mars' ABT. Gracie Abrams' That's So True was number 4. Billie Eilish's Birds of a Feather was number 5. And Sapphire by Mr. Edward Sheeran was number 9. So we're looking for 2, 6, 7, 8 and 10.
Hayley thinks she can help us out this morning. Hello.
If Chaperone is not on that list.
Alright, what song?
Straight in with a vengeance.
What song, Hayley?
It has to be Subway.
Subway, the Subway.
She's gone away.
Alright, come on, Callum.
It's number 32.
What?
This list is going to kill people.
I'm shocked.
Hayley, what I will tell you is there are a couple of Chapel Roan songs in the list, but none of them make the top 10. Pink Pony Club makes number 26.
None of them make the top 10.
The Subway makes number 32. Good Luck Babe is number 37. And Hot To Go is number 40.
What in God's name were we playing more?
It has to be Sutton C-Mac.
I don't think C-Mac was playing more than...
Only after Getting On, I feel.
Okay, listen.
Well, I can't believe Subway. I know that dumb smart.
This is good feedback for Spin now, Hayley, actually. Thank you very much.
With C-Mac, Euro Country is number 57.
Wow.
And Take A Sexy Picture Of Me is number 81.
My God.
Hayley,
good guessing, though. I would have honestly put a lot of money on that being one of them.
Yeah, me
Cheers,
too.
Cheers, honey.
Have a great day, Hayley. Good luck.
Bye.
We're still stuck.
If anyone missed that, I am dumb smacked, apparently.
Yeah.
That is a mix between dumbfounded and gobsmacked.
I love it.
Dumb smacked.
It's fun. Keith is hanging on there. What do you think?
It has to be Lola Young Messi.
Lola Young and Messi.
Very good.
It feels like forever ago, but it's been a long year. Yeah. I bet you it was in there.
Keith, Lola Young and Messi. It's number 2.
Now,
well
Keith,
done, Keith.
Do you have anything else to add? We have a few more spots to fill. Do you want to throw another guess at it?
Oh, actually, that's the only one I had in my head. That was a really good one.
Hard, honestly. Well, that was really, really good, Keith.
We'll send you out some IMC Cinema Passes. Thank you for that, Keith.
Thanks, Keith.
Thanks, Keith.
Yeah, no problem.
Have a great day. Good luck.
This is annoying because I think I have more.
I have one guaranteed.
I'll give you one more guess each.
Thank you.
Before I reveal. First of all, actually, I just have to say big props to Emma because she got 3 out of 5.
I was literally just thinking when we were reading
fairness,
back.
She introduces the songs. That's why Emma was always the best at the golden ticket. Emma's so good at
it. Okay, let's get your random guess in, Fiona. Go on.
I think it's Gigi Perez, Sailor Song.
I have that written down.
Number 11.
I just wrote it down. God. Okay, Dave, what are you saying?
I'm saying Hoes You're Too Sweet.
That was like 2023 that was released, wasn't it?
It was March 2024 and it was number 69.
No way.
Okay, I think I have it with one. Okay. I give up now after this and I'm depressed if I get this wrong. It's Somber and Undressed.
Somber and Undressed. I can't see it in the top 10.
What?
Because it is number 14.
Calvin Harris, Ocean.
No, it's not.
Calvin Harris. This one before that?
Blessings is number 13.
Jazzy and Sonny Federa.
No. Okay.
Wait.
Olivia
wait,
Dean,
wait.
Man, I need.
One more. Raven Lynae, Love Me Not.
Number 7. Yeah. Okay. Let me complete this top 10 list for you. Number 1, Alex Warren and Ordinary. Number 2, Lola Young and Messi. Number 3, Bruno Mars, APT. Number 4, That's So True. Number 5, Birds of a Feather. Number 6, we didn't guess. It's this.
Boring.
The Weeknd's dancing.
That come out.
The Weeknd's dancing in the flames.
Sorry.
It came out September last year.
Oh wow.
Fiona just guessed Love Me Not, number 7. Number 8, it's this.
Crystal and the Days.
Number 9, Ed Sheeran and Sapphire.
Any new era in there, no?
New era in the top 100 somewhere. Generation Love was 24. But number 10,
here we go.
It's this. Where's the MC beating
Very
honey?
Much my intro to Spin.
Yeah.
Guys, that was great fun.
So good.
Well done.
You're listening to Spin.
Check yourself.
It's time for Fiona's final thoughts.
Let's go. Just lessons to live your life by, as handed out and given for free by me. You're very lucky, really, to get this segment. And
yeah, for free.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you can revolute me if you want. They'd say like €2.50 per thought, and I'd be doing all right.
You would.
This is just something you need to bear in mind this time of year. It's actually been going on for quite a while, but I feel like we're really in the thick of it now. It is the time of year where you're going to lose your dog's poo when your dog does a poo. Especially if you're going out for a walk a little bit later at night.
Mm-hmm.
The leaves are brown and wet,
mm-hmm.
as is your dog's poo.
This isn't worth €2.50.
I think it is. If you have a dog and you end up shoveling up someone else's cold old poo, it's worth a lot more.
I think that's the same personally. I'm gonna go out and live here and go.
It's not.
No,
I
it
don't
is.
Know why.
Here it is. If your dog goes to the bathroom while you're out on a walk and you accidentally pick up someone else's, that's the exact same.
No, it's not.
I know it should be, but it's bad. Like my dog's poo, like if you typed poo into the search bar of like mine and Dwayne's chat, it's like so detailed. Like it's like, oh, she did a big poo today.
Oh my
there was
God.
Peas in her poo today.
If I have there was, that relationship,
there's like solid
shoot
bits
me.
Of cheese in her poo, you know. And whereas if it's someone else's, it's like this dog is nothing to me. And I'm glad if I'm helping the environment. And cleaning up the poo. But I just don't want to. So I feel like if you're out with your dog.
Can I ask?
And it's late night.
Do you support Danish when she's having a poo? Like, would you be like, well done? Like,
of course.
Because.
Oh my God, you're such a weirdo. What are you like for when Seamus
I can't even look at him. I'm so embarrassed.
Yeah, crap.
But
good.
Jack
that's
likes
normal
to shout
way.
At the back door. I wish I could do his accent going, go on, lad. Go on, curl
well,
it out.
That's important for
that's
training.
What he says. Did anyone hear that?
He said, curl it out.
Curl it out.
Oh, stop it. Like,
what?
You've ruined every. Why?
What do you mean, curl it out?
Are you trying to get people to turn off the
room? No, I'm just trying to send an important message.
What's the message?
Focus on the poo. Don't lose sight of it. Hone in like you're James Bond trying to snipe
so
someone
sorry.
And make sure that you get it before you lose sight.
Can I just put a PSA out there? All those people who love to walk to the Dublin Mountains and you actually go to the effort of picking up the dog's poo, don't just leave it in a pile then in the car park.
No.
That's disgusting.
Oh, the bag. Oh, the bag's compostable. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Take it with you.
There is
Hold it out and keep the window down for the whole drive home.
You come back down from your lovely mountain walk and there's a pile of dog poos and bags and I'm
it
like
just takes
you've
the town
done
down.
The work.
Your lives are miserable.
I wouldn't change a thing.
Wait until she comes on here talking about her kids poo when
no,
the baby arrives.
No, we have to draw the line somewhere.
Oh, do we? Thank God. I didn't realise you were capable.
And you know what then?
No.
Big new segment on the show. We teach Dave changing nappies for a week.
Yeah, no
oh
chance.
My God.
No chance.
Let's do it.
I'm not
it.
Even watching just a dog week. Poo.